Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Complete Magician's Tables by Dr. Stephen Skinner is a practical reference for readers interested in traditional Western ceremonial magic and the structured use of occult correspondences. Rather than presenting magic as vague inspiration, the book focuses on tables that help organize symbolic relationships among planets, zodiacal signs, angels, divine names, incenses, stones, metals, colors, and other ritual components. Skinner is known for bringing historical material into usable form, and this volume aims to make complex systems easier to consult during planning and performance of rites. It draws on widely circulated streams of Renaissance and early modern esotericism and puts emphasis on how correspondences function as a working language for magical intent. As a result, the book can serve both as a study guide and as a desk companion for practitioners who need quick cross-references while constructing talismans, selecting ritual timing, or aligning tools and prayers to a specific planetary force. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, tables as the working grammar of ceremonial magic. A major contribution of this book is its insistence that tables are not decorative extras, but the practical grammar of ceremonial magic. In many Western esoteric systems, a ritual is constructed by aligning multiple layers of symbolism, so that the aim of the work is reinforced from several directions at once. Tables let you do this systematically. They help you connect a desired outcome, such as protection, healing, or influence, with a planet, a day and hour, a relevant divine name, suitable angelic or spiritual intelligences, appropriate colors and materials, and a coherent set of prayers or invocations. The value is clarity. When you can see correspondences in an organized format, you can test whether your ritual design is consistent or whether you have mixed forces that traditionally conflict. Tables also enable comparison across sources, since different grimoires and occult authors sometimes assign slightly different attributions. By putting large amounts of correspondence material into an accessible reference layout, the book encourages disciplined practice. You plan first, then perform. For students, this approach also accelerates learning by revealing repeated patterns, such as how planetary attributions ripple through metals, stones, scents, and temperaments. Secondly, planetary and zodiacal frameworks for timing and targeting, the book centers on the classical planetary model that underpins much Renaissance magic. The seven traditional planets and the 12 zodiac signs function as the main map for timing, character, and influence. Within this worldview, selecting when to work is as important as what to do. Planetary days and hours, lunar considerations, and astrological rulerships provide a way to choose moments that are sympathetic to the intention. The tables support this by gathering correspondences that help translate an abstract goal into a specific astrological and planetary profile. For example, works of attraction, harmony, and art often relate to Venusian symbolism, while discipline, boundaries, and banishing lean towards Saturnine qualities. The zodiac adds nuance by specifying modes and elements and by shaping how a planetary force expresses itself. Even if a reader is not an astrologer, the tabular format makes the framework navigable. You can identify the relevant planet, then quickly locate supporting colors, incenses, stones, and names associated with that sphere. This kind of structure also helps prevent common beginner errors, such as selecting tools that feel appropriate but do not match the targeted current within the traditional system. Thirdly, divine names, angels, and spiritual hierarchies in practice. Another key topic is the practical use of sacred names and spiritual hierarchies that appear in many ceremonial traditions. In classic Western magic, the operator often works through layered authority, divine names at the highest level, then angelic orders, intelligences, and related spirits connected to a planet or sphere. The point is not merely theological, it is operational, providing a coherent chain of address for prayer, invocation, and conjuration, and establishing boundaries and accountability within the rite. Tables make it easier to assemble a set of names and beings that correspond to the same planetary or zodiacal target, rather than mixing incompatible attributions. This is especially helpful when building a ritual script, designing a consecration, or preparing a talismanic operation where the inscribed names and symbols are expected to match the intended force. The book functions as a cross-reference tool so the practitioner can keep the hierarchy consistent, which divine names, which archangelic or angelic attributions, and how they align with the chosen planet. For a student, seeing these networks laid out side by side also clarifies the internal logic of ceremonial magic and highlights how different sources emphasize different layers of the hierarchy. Fourthly, materia magica, metals, stones, scents, and colors as correspondence tools. Ceremonial and talismanic magic often relies on physical materials to anchor intention, and this book addresses that by collecting extensive tables of materia magica. Metals, gemstones, plants, perfumes, inks, and colors are not treated as random accessories, but as carriers of traditional attributions. The underlying idea is sympathetic resonance. A material associated with a planet or sign strengthens the ritual alignment when used in tools, offerings, fumigations, or talisman construction. Tables allow you to design with consistency. If you are working with a Mars emphasis, you can select metals and colors historically linked to Mars, choose an incense profile that supports that current, and avoid substitutions that might dilute the focus. For readers who do not have access to rare ingredients, the value is also in intelligent substitution. By understanding the network of correspondences, you can choose alternatives that remain symbolically coherent. The book, used as a reference, supports practical decision-making: what to wear, what to place on the altar, what to burn, what to engrave, and how to keep the sensory environment aligned with the goal. This approach turns aesthetic choices into deliberate magical engineering. Lastly, designing coherent rituals and talismans with cross-referencing beyond listing correspondences, the book implicitly teaches method cross-referencing. Ceremonial magic becomes more reliable when the operator can move from intention to a complete ritual plan using consistent attributions. Tables make that workflow possible. You begin with the desired effect, map it to a planetary or zodiacal influence, select timing, gather the relevant divine and angelic names, and then choose physical supports such as colors, incense, and materials. This creates a closed circuit in which every element points toward the same target. The benefit is not only magical coherence, but also repeatability. If you keep notes, you can later adjust variables in an informed way rather than changing multiple components blindly. The tabular approach also helps readers compare traditions. When different sources disagree, you can see where the divergence occurs and decide whether to follow a particular lineage, blend cautiously, or run tests. This makes the book valuable for solitary practitioners who lack a teacher and need a way to self-audit their constructions. It also supports advanced work like talisman consecration, where the symbolic load is heavy and small mismatches can undermine confidence or clarity during performance. In conclusion, this book best serves readers who are studying or practicing Western ceremonial magic, Renaissance-style occultism, astrological magic, and talismanic work, especially those who prefer structured methods over intuition alone. It is also useful for historians of esotericism who want to understand how correspondences function as an organizing technology within magical worldviews. The benefit to a reader's life comes from increased clarity and discipline. When intentions are translated into a coherent set of symbols, timings, and materials, the practitioner can plan with confidence, avoid contradictory choices, and build repeatable processes. Even for someone who approaches magic psychologically, correspondences provide a rigorous framework for focusing attention and creating meaningful ritual environments. Compared with similar books that either offer theory without tools or scatter correspondences across long chapters, this one is worth buying because it is designed to be consulted repeatedly. A well-made table reference saves time, reduces confusion, and supports learning through pattern recognition. If you are constructing talismans, selecting planetary hours, designing consecrations, or simply trying to understand how traditional attributions interlock, this volume functions like a workbench manual, not a single read, but a long-term companion for practice and study. If you would like to support Dr. Stephen Skinner, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.